Page 13. Bruno. Bruno stopped what he was doing for a moment and sat down on a low wall in front of the beach. He stared out to sea with a broad smile on his face, lost in thought as he enjoyed a moment's rest. It was a hot, sultry day, like most summer days in Rio de Janeiro. It was only 11 o'clock in the morning and the temperature was already 35 degrees Celsius, and the humidity 82%. As usual, Bruno was wearing colorful knee-length Bermuda shorts, a white sleeveless t-shirt, and a pair of blue flip-flops. The warm sea breeze felt good against the smooth, dark skin of his face. This was the day Bruno's life was going to change forever. A group of girls walked past and smiled over at Bruno. He was slim and good-looking, with short jet-black hair and sparkling dark brown eyes. But Bruno wasn't just another good-looking guy. He was one of life's genuine nice guys. He had a very distinctive, deep voice that was also pleasant and cheerful and warm. But he didn't use his voice to win people over. No. Whenever Bruno did say anything, it was always relevant and meaningful.